Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. A Beautiful Mind by Sylvia Nasser is a biographical study of John Forbes Nash Jr., the American mathematician whose work in game theory helped reshape modern economics and whose life was deeply affected by schizophrenia. First published in 1998, the book is an unauthorized biography built from interviews, archival research, institutional records, and accounts from people who knew Nash in academic, medical, and personal settings. Nasser presents Nash not only as an isolated genius, but as a figure formed by Princeton, MIT, RAND, Cold War research culture, and the competitive world of 20th century mathematics. The book follows his early promise, major intellectual breakthroughs, illness, estrangement from professional life, partial remission, and eventual recognition with the 1994 Nobel Memorial Prize in Economic Sciences. Its purpose is both biographical and interpretive to explain how exceptional originality, personal difficulty, institutional support, and historical circumstance intersected in one unusually complex life. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Nash equilibrium as the intellectual center of the biography. Nasser gives substantial attention to Nash's early mathematical originality, especially the work that later became central to game theory. Rather than treating the Nash equilibrium as a technical formula alone, the biography places it within a culture of post-war mathematics where abstraction, competition, and strategic reasoning had growing importance. Nash's insight concerns situations in which each participant chooses a strategy that is optimal given the choices of others, making it relevant to economics, bargaining, political science, and military analysis. The book shows why this idea mattered. It offered a general way to analyze conflict and cooperation, without assuming that one central authority controls outcomes. Nasser also stresses that Nash's achievement came very early in his career, before his public reputation matched the scale of his contribution. This structure creates a central tension in the biography. Nash's later Nobel recognition was rooted in a brief period of extraordinary productivity, while much of his adult life was shaped by illness and exclusion from ordinary academic advancement. Secondly, schizophrenia portrayed as prolonged disruption rather than simple tragedy. One of the book's major contributions is its sustained treatment of Nash's schizophrenia across decades. Nasser does not present mental illness as a brief obstacle that is neatly overcome, nor as a romantic source of genius. She traces the emergence of delusional thinking, hospitalizations, professional withdrawal, and the strain placed on family and colleagues. The biography is especially careful in showing that Nash's illness altered his ability to work, communicate, and maintain relationships, while not erasing the reality of his earlier achievements. This matters because popular accounts of brilliant scientists often simplify psychological suffering into either eccentricity or inspiration. Nasser's version is more difficult. Nash's mathematical insight and his psychiatric condition are both real, but they are not reducible to each other. The later improvement in his condition is also presented as gradual and partial, not as a dramatic cure. This approach gives readers a more historically grounded view of schizophrenia, including the uncertain role of treatment, institutional care, social tolerance, and time. Thirdly, Princeton, MIT, and RAND as environments that shaped Nash's career. The biography is not only a portrait of an individual mind, it is also a study of elite intellectual institutions. Nasser situates Nash at Princeton, MIT, and RAND, showing how each environment rewarded brilliance while also intensifying rivalry and social pressure. Princeton appears as a place where mathematical originality carried unusual prestige, while MIT reflects a more demanding professional setting in which teaching, research, and reputation intersected. RAND connects Nash's work to Cold War strategic thinking, where game theory seemed especially useful for modeling conflict and deterrence. These settings help explain why Nash's ideas gained attention and why his behavior, once illness became visible, created institutional difficulty. The book suggests that genius is rarely recognized in isolation. It depends on mentors, peers, research fashions, funding priorities, and professional networks. At the same time, these institutions had limited capacity to respond humanely to severe mental illness. Nasser therefore uses academic settings as both engines of achievement and measures of vulnerability. Fourthly, Alicia Nash, family strain, and the social cost of mental illness. Nasser gives significant attention to the personal relationships surrounding Nash, especially his marriage to Alicia Lardinaff. The book presents Alicia not simply as a supportive spouse in a conventional recovery story, but as someone placed under severe emotional, practical, and social pressure. Nash's illness affected housing, parenting, finances, professional identity, and the ordinary expectations of family life. By including these details, Nasser broadens the biography beyond the achievements of a celebrated mathematician and asks what long-term psychiatric illness demands from people nearby. The account also complicates any simple heroic portrait of Nash. in his brilliance did not prevent him from causing pain, withdrawing from obligations, or becoming difficult to care for. At the same time, the biography avoids reducing Alicia and others to supporting characters in his professional comeback. Their choices, endurance, and limits become part of the social history of the illness. This dimension makes the book unusually valuable as a biography of both intellectual accomplishment and relational consequence. Lastly, an unauthorized biography balanced between research depth and ethical controversy. A Beautiful Mind is notable for the scale of Nazar's research, but also for debate about the responsibilities of biographical writing. Because the book was unauthorized, it relied heavily on interviews, records, and external testimony, rather than full cooperation from Nash himself. This allowed Nassar to include difficult material about illness, sexuality, family conflict, professional behavior, and institutional response, making the portrait broader than a commemorative life story. It also raised ethical concerns about privacy, especially because psychiatric history and intimate relationships are central to the narrative. Some critics have questioned factual details, mathematical explanations, or the handling of interview evidence. These criticisms do not erase the book's importance, but they affect how it should be read. It is best approached as a deeply researched literary biography rather than a technical history of mathematics or an authorized self-account. Its value lies in the ambition to connect personal, scientific, and social history, while its limitations remind readers that biography is always an interpretive reconstruction. In conclusion, A Beautiful Mind is best suited for readers interested in scientific biography, the history of modern economics, mental health, and the social world of elite universities. It offers practical intellectual benefits by showing how major ideas emerge from specific institutions, rivalries, and historical pressures rather than from talent alone. Readers also gain a more careful understanding of schizophrenia as a long-term condition with professional, familial, and social consequences. Compared with many biographies of scientists, the book stands out because it refuses to keep intellectual achievement separate from psychological and personal complexity. Nash's life is not presented as a smooth ascent to recognition, but as a fractured path in which early brilliance, years of illness, institutional memory, and eventual honor coexist uneasily. The book also differs from the later film adaptation by giving a broader, less simplified account of Nash's relationships, symptoms, and academic environment. Its strongest appeal lies in this combination of narrative force and contextual detail. Readers should be aware that it is an unauthorized and sometimes contested biography, not a technical guide to game theory or a memoir. Even so, it remains a significant work because it made a difficult mathematical and psychiatric story accessible without removing its ambiguity. If you would like to support Sylvia Nassar, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.